guest this morning, board member and former president of the Shawnee Hills Wine and Grape Association, Scott Albert. Scott, how are you this morning?
Doing real well, Tom. How are you?
Good. You know, it wasn't all that long ago. I was down with a friend of mine who owns a winery in Johnson County. And he says, you know, every time they put out another wine map, by the time the map gets printed, it's behind because there's been new wineries that are growing that fast. Have we seen that playing out any? Are we still growing the wine industry? There's still more wineries opening.
It seems like there's more wineries popping up every year or two. And, you know, on top of that, there's been, you know, our local wineries, some of them have changed ownership in the last few years. So that might involve a name change of the place as well, which might seem like a new business, even if it's an established one already. So, yeah, there are changes happening.
Good harvest across the area for grapes this year, weather and the like?
Well, you know, grapes don't really enjoy really, really wet weather, which we had, you know, through June and July. We've been blessed with a really dry, warm, sunny September, and it looks like it's going to continue into October here. And this is when grapes are really getting ripe, is right about now. I'd say about 75% of the grapes in the Shawnee Hills American viticultural area have probably been harvested at this point. And the weather forecast going forward here looks great for it.
Many people may not realize the demand for Illinois wine is so great that many wineries have been using grapes from other places. Missouri is a good example. Matter of fact, you can tell that. It's on the label. But this industry took off so fast, I don't think anybody anticipated that.
Yeah, you know, a couple wineries in the area got started back in the 80s, and it was kind of like that for a decade. There was, you know, two or three wineries. It's really in the last 20 years or so that we've grown to what we have now. You know, there's several wine trails in southern Illinois. There's dozens of wineries, a lot of vineyards. But what you can do is look for Illinois wine, or here locally we have the Shawnee Hills AVA, and it'll actually say Shawnee Hills on the bottle, and that's the most, you know, local designation that a wine product can have here for us. So that's kind of a good thing to look for if you're looking for local products.
Well, you know, I'm kind of provincial in that nature. I want to support my local agriculture. That's something I look forward to, whether it's mushrooms from one of the farms here in the area or grapes. And, you know, you realize that there's because the story goes all the way back, Alto Pass. I know the owners down there have for, like I said, during the 80s. And the owner there that started this whole business is walking up and down the hills and goes, this looks like home, and starts the Alto Pass Winery. Now, that's where it all starts. But the fact is, if you go back prior to Prohibition, Southern Illinois was the Napa Valley of grapes, the Napa Valley of wine before Prohibition. We have a history we rediscovered.
Yeah, back then I think they shot themselves in the foot. And, you know, there were numerous vineyards here in Southern Illinois, and the reason for that is because our climate is really conducive for growing high-quality wine grapes. You know, we have rocky, well-drained soils down here in the Shawnee Hills, and we have a longer growing season than they have anywhere further north in the state of Illinois. So it's really a high-end place to grow grapes, and we're starting to see some of these vineyards bounce back and rediscover what was here over 100 years ago. So that's something that we look to expand and grow upon.
Yeah, I always wondered when I was tromping around these old houses back when I was a kid and maybe hunting or fishing and, you know, sneaking in here or there and buying these houses, and there was always grapevines. And I always wonder why they're table grapes. I didn't realize it was a cottage industry. It was interesting because my dad, you know, decided he was going to learn how to make wine at home. And I didn't work out. Really did not work out. Welch's grape juice is not a good base. And I'm sure he tried his best. But it's interesting because I've talked to some of these owners who said, I went back to my local community college and I learned how to grow table grapes. And when during the process, I learned that maybe table grapes, it wasn't the best way for me to make money. So I went back and learned how to do the fermentation process. Our vintners have gone out, hired, and grown their own talent here. We really have made this cottage industry, maybe what would have been discovered, is one of the biggest. You look at the successes we've had. Okay, turkey repopulation, great. And the only thing that I think is more successful than that are the wineries. This has been widespread success at every turn.
It has been. And like I said, part of that's because of our climate. Part of it's because we have, great scenery here in Southern Illinois. It kind of goes hand in hand. You know, we're a tourist industry. and people come here for the Shawnee National Forest, for the state parks, for the creeks and things like that. But while they're here, you know, the wineries are another draw, and that's something that we're seeing quite a bit, or people come down here for, you know, either the wineries or for the forest, but they end up participating in hiking or going to wineries, whether they plan to or not, before they made a trip. So that's something that we like to see. You know, there's a lot, we like to say there's a lot to do in Southern Illinois here. We're just part of it, but we like to be as big a part of it as we can. So
right, and I see that all the time. I'm going on the trail, and you'll see it in my social media feed. We're leaving this winery, going to the next one. We're speaking with Scott Albert. He is a board member and past president of the Shawnee Hills Wine and Grape Association. From the outside looking in, Scott, and you're in a position to judge here with your own winery here in Southern Illinois, and I'm curious about this, because when the pandemic and the rules about social distancing and the number of people, it struck me as the people in the wineries I have visited in the past that they were primed for this. It wasn't built this way with the intent of pandemic, but you go to many wineries, you're meant to be outside. The tables are separated. You've got a yard. The wineries are usually outside of town instead of a bar with a small parking lot. It seemed to me that the wineries were a great position to capitalize on business and industry when people were a little pent-up demand from being at home for months.
Yeah, I've talked with a number of winery owners, and most folks are saying that they've seen an uptick in sales since we've been allowed to reopen in 2020 back in June. You know, if you look at yearly numbers, it may end up down, but we were closed for a good chunk of the year, so, you know, completely. Since we've been allowed to reopen, you know, all the wineries here locally are allowing just outside seating, everything socially distanced, but what you touched on was we're kind of built for that. You know, most wineries have ample outdoor space, and it's perfect for social distancing.
So, not more than a couple, 3 years ago, France put a diplomatic complaint into the United States about wine exports. Stop it. You're stepping on our toes. Wine exports from Illinois to other places, other countries, has that ever reached its capacity? The demand too much here? What's the status?
Well, worldwide in the wine industry, Illinois wine is relatively unknown. You know, we have some wineries that have distribution to some other states around us, border states. But as far as exports out of the country, I'm not aware of anything substantial happening in that regard. You know, most of the things that the French folks are probably talking about are exports from California and the West Coast.
Driving the price down. That's what I'd heard.
There's some of that. And, you know, but that's just market demand. If people want to buy, you know, United States wines, somebody's going to figure out how to get it to them.
You don't have to look far to go find an article about the people of China getting a taste for wine. They have vending machines for American wines, and I keep thinking, man, wouldn't that be a good business to be in? Southern Illinois white wines with the capacity to produce, to be able to market, where we had our own Southern Illinois wine vending machines across China. I'm sorry, I think big on occasionally. I can't stop myself. But I thought in many ways that would be the brass ring. You'd literally have the Mississippi River. It goes on a barge. It goes out. It gets down to the Gulf and off to China and into the vending machines that we own across China and marketing our wine, because I think the potential's there. You've seen the people, you know, across Southern Illinois, and some of them are just farmers now, just farmers who are taking a little bit of their land and turning it over to grape growing to help these wine producers so they can have Southern Illinois-made grapes, Southern Illinois-grown grapes. There's a lot of different industries that are built off this that I think people may forget about.
Yeah, and you say, you know, farmers planting vineyards here locally. What we have is the Shawnee Hills American Viticultural Area. I mentioned that earlier. And that's a federal designation that says our region here, which roughly encompasses the border of the Shawnee National Forest, if you look at a map. And it designates us as a unique grape-growing climate for mainly our hills here and our well-drained soils, but also, you know, the extra growing degree days here we have in the southern part of the state versus elsewhere in the Midwest.
Right.
So you see more of that. There's more demand for these grapes because, you know, we can grow grapes that have flavors and create wines with aromas and flavors that you really can't get anywhere else in the world. And that's what's cool about it. That's what creates demand for our wines. We just need to get out there in front of people more so and let them try it, because honestly, we're growing world-class wines here in Southern Illinois, and we just need to open ourselves up to the outside areas outside of Southern Illinois here a little bit more too, I think.
Yeah, and when Scott says award-winning, we mean award-winning. Blue Ribbon award-winning wines that are grown here in Southern Illinois. And people have a tendency, well, we take it, I think, for granted to a certain extent. I'm curious about something. Talked to a lot of owners about the taxing, and some of it is goes into helping market, but what's the story on taxing and bottles of wine? Is it done by the gallon? Is it done by, I'm curious.
Yeah, it's typically done by the gallon, and there's two agencies that are going to tax Illinois wineries. There's the federal government, and then there's the state of Illinois, and so we have to pay tax based on our production to, you know, the state and to the feds.
So how much of that goes to marketing?
That's a great question. There is a percentage that's supposed to go to marketing.
Well, I've heard people complain about it.
We do have a state organization, the IGGVA, that's partially funded by excise tax from wines.
Yeah, because that's been frustrating for some of the winery owners. I'm paying money for marketing. I don't hear marketing. Although I pay for my own and work at it, I hear that kind of universal reverse that the state of Illinois is going to get behind and kind of support the industry as a whole. And a lot of the wineries that I've spoke to said they don't see it manifest itself.
Yeah, there's an extent to that I think is accurate. And it's kind of like a lot of tax dollars in Illinois, you know, money gets sent to Springfield and then where does it go? You know, it's not just the wine industry. We're just the ones here complaining about the wine industry because we're the ones paying that tax. But, you know, it's hard to say where all the money goes, I'd say.
You know, you touched on something a couple of moments ago that I think is worthy of touching on once again. The craft. It's not like you go out and take a bunch of grapes, make sure you keep the deer off of them, which I would imagine is a problem you're familiar with, right, Scott?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, I was talking to a winery guy, you know, if half the guys who come down here and say, I got to take care of that deer problem for you, if they'd actually do it, that would be great. but there are some rules concerning that, and they're different for wineries. But when it comes to this, there's a craft. It's not like you grow some wines and put them in a bucket and step on them. And you touched on this when we talked about award-winning wines and the number of different wines, like fruit wines that we have here. The craft itself has taken off, and that, once again, is a case of not appreciating maybe all the stuff that's done in the back room to make a great glass of wine.
Yeah, you know, craft is the perfect word. Everybody's familiar with craft beer, and what we're doing here really is more like craft wine. You know, we're making wine in the grand scheme of things, really small batches, when you compare to bigger wineries, and we're trying to make it as high quality as possible. We're going for quality rather than quantity, and you're getting something that's truly unique here, and it's the best quality you can get here locally.
Yeah, and it's something, and also the people. I enjoy the people I meet along the way. I think they've got a common mind, and the owners too. Are they being the entrepreneurs and putting themselves out there? I appreciate their efforts too. What's next? And before I let you go, Scott Albert, he's on the board for the Shawnee Hills Wine and Grape Association. What's next for the wine industry in Southern Illinois? What's needed from the federal government? What's needed from the customers of Southern Illinois? What's your thought? What's over the hill?
Really, we need support, demand for our products. You know, like I said, COVID hasn't maybe had as big of an impact on some of our businesses than others. I'm not speaking for every single winery, but across the board, it seems in general that wineries have a good outlook here, you know, as things start to open back up. But through the winter here, we don't know what's going to happen yet. So, you know, our wineries, a lot of them are going to potentially shut their doors again if we have greater restrictions for the winter. Most of us also offer, you know, curbside sales. You can call us or get a hold of us somehow and order wine, and you just come pick it up, and it's contactless. So even if our tasting rooms are closed and you can't come sit and have a glass of wine once the weather gets a little bit colder here, you can still do that, and that's what's really going to support us here into 2021 and beyond.
What's your favorite wine? The one you don't make. What's your favorite wine that you don't make?
Oh, I'm a big fan of all our local wines here, but I tend to stick to the drier wines.
Yeah,
so I've got dry local Shawnee Hills wines.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine who's very big on dry wines and really gives me quite the time because I like the fruity sweet stuff, right? He just gives me, he just brutalizes me over that. What are you, a child? What's wrong with you? You want Boone's Farm? Come on. I've had some of the wine that you're talking about. They're really dry, and there are some exceptional that I do not mind at all, and they, once again, were award winners that I found on the shelf after doing a little research. But once again,
well, you know,
Scott's shown he's a very good diplomat.
The best wine for you is the one that you like. So.
Right. Well, I was told that at a dinner table. I said, sure, well, we're having whatever it is. And the girl's name's Lori. She's over having dinner at the house. And I said, you know, we're having chicken that I've made on the grill. And I asked her, what do we have, red wine or white wine with this? And she's, you're an adult. You can have whatever you want. Oh, it never occurred to me until you said it. Scott, appreciate your time this morning, and I really appreciate it. I hope sometime you'll join us again. I've kind of got off this subject for a while. I think it's one that worthy of note because we need to celebrate our successes, and you're in with a group that that has brought a lot of success to Southern Illinois. So I appreciate that for all of us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Tom. I look forward to it again sometime.